1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.
Bird droppings and other paint damaging contaminants. Now listen to this. It lasts 7 years. That's right, 7 years. Guaranteed. So if you really love your car, show it some love with Z-Gloss by Z-Bart. Just Google Z-Bart.
Welcome to Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Lillard spins, scoops the shot up. That one hangs on the rim and drops.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hands the ball to Lillard. Fires away from three. Got it! Damian Lillard.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets at Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Gonna feed it to Lillard. Gliding inside. Count it with a foul! The Bucks their money's worth.
Now here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Game number 6 of this NBA season takes us on the road to Brooklyn as the Bucks have an Eastern Conference showdown with the Nets. Good evening, everyone. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for a road game, something that is going to become common for the Bucks over the next couple of weeks. As Dave, you've had the fortune of starting the season largely at home. If you look at the final preseason game and just one of these first five games on the road, but that's about to change.
Yeah, it is, and you're going to have a stretch there of 7 of your next 10 on the road, and it starts tonight here in Brooklyn. So, you know, look, it's a long season. We say it so many times. You enjoy those home games while you have them, but you know you're going to have to pay the piper back at some point. So, here we go, and we'll see now what the Bucks look like here as they try to find that identity, you know, maybe a step toward that identity on Friday night, as we saw when the Bucks took out Knicks in a hard-fought game. But, you know, this Bucks team is trying to find a compromise with a new defense, dropping Brooke Lopez back in the defense. It led to 8 shot blocks on Friday night. Well, much more comfortable and familiar. And the other part of that that's part of seemingly more and more this identity of this Bucks team is what we saw from Damian Lillard. Second time in 5 games to start the season, he was the closer that he'd been promised to be. And so all these things, it's just you kind of keep mixing them together and see finally when it starts to get some continuity going. But it will take time. We've said it 100 times. We sound like broken records. But on the road, it's a little bit more of a challenge. But this is a place the Bucks have, in some ways, almost played better than they have at home. I mean, you look at what they've done here. They've won 11 of the last 13 regular season games in this building. So, you know, it's not as though this team has a history of problems on the road either.
Yeah, and speaking of Brooke Lopez, too, still the all-time leading scorer in Brooklyn Nets franchise history. So he's in a place, I know different arena, but in a place where he certainly has done quite a bit of damage. But going back to that, the defensive adjustment, 8 block shots, as you pointed out, and he was around, 11 or 12, where I know he had a goaltend and was very, very close. So Brooke was very, very active. And I thought J.J. Redick, who called that game on TV, made some very good points just about defensive change in general and what it requires for teams, especially in the Bucks space, that had been through the same system for years and had that built-in chemistry and knew where they needed to be. Anytime you come in and make those changes, you have to sort of strike a balance where you want to install some new things, but you also have to lean on some of the comfort. And I think that's what we saw from Adrian Griffin on Friday night, because it would be very easy for a first-time head coach to just take the hard-line stance of, look, you may not be comfortable with this, but this is my system and this is what I want to run. So for Griff, first head coaching job 5 games in, to say, look, I'm going to trust my players, I thought was a big move.
Yeah, and I think it's the mark of any good coach. You have to be willing to work with what you have. And that's one of the things I think that has been such a standout component for Eric Spoelstra. We saw him a couple nights ago, and he says, look, even when you don't have the players, you got to adapt. That's just life in the NBA. And as we've been fortunate enough to see this season, the Bucks so far haven't had to deal with much in the way of injuries, but they're going to happen. And when they do, how do you adapt? How do you work with what you have? And so far, so good on that front from Adrian Griffin. I think that's just kind of life in this league. You got to find a way to adjust and fit the personnel and what your weapons that you have in that arsenal for that particular game. But, as we talk about the shift, though, like tonight's another night, the adapting. I mean, tonight, a much smaller and quicker Brooklyn team. So this matchup might not be as conducive, potentially, to Brooks' low-post dominance, particularly with Nick Claxton missing this matchup tonight. But you wonder, how will the Bucks be able to handle this up-tempo Nets team tonight, given what we saw from Friday night? It's all about adjusting along the way. It's a new set of challenges every night, 82 regular season games worth over the course of this long season in the NBA.
Yeah, a very different offense than what the Bucks saw Friday night against the New York Knicks. We'll get into more of what to expect tonight when we check in with Dave again just before tip time, but that is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop jockey.com. When we come back, we'll take a zip around the league and get you caught up on a lot of injury updates. We'll do that next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia taking you around the league with some update on some NBA news. A lot of this injury related. Trailblazers big man Robert Williams will require surgery on his right knee. He's expected to miss an extended period of time. Williams suffered the knee injury in last night's loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. By the way, the first win of the season for the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, he's already undergone multiple procedures, but on his left knee, those came while a member of the Boston Celtics. Pelicans guard CJ McCollum has a collapsed lung. It's the second time he's dealt with this in the last couple of years, after imaging revealed that issue yesterday. McCollum last had this issue in 2021 while a member of the Portland Trailblazers, and said it took him about 2.5 weeks to recover from and another 3 weeks or so before he was ready to play in an NBA game again. Suns guard Devin Booker sat out last night's 120-106 win over the Pistons due to a strained right calf. It is the fourth game Devin Booker has missed already, just 6 games into the season. The previous 3 absences were due to left foot and ankle injuries. Meanwhile, newly acquired Suns guard Bradley Beal has still yet to make his Suns debut, as he's been dealing with back soreness. And conversely, James Harden will make his Clippers debut in mere minutes. They're in New York to take on the Knicks. Clippers have been off since Wednesday night, giving the team and Harden 4 days to learn his new offense, new teammates, and get some on-court work in. Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with Malik Beasley. You'll hear that conversation after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
MJ.
All right, Bucks get set to play their second road game of this young season with the Brooklyn Nets tonight. And right now talking with one of the new cogs on this, the many new cogs on this Bucks team, Malik Beasley has been inserted into the starting lineup. And boy, Malik, you have had not a ton of time to get used to this team, but you were the only guy that played all five preseason games, now five games in the regular seasons in the books. Give me a sense for where you sit, your comfort level now versus when you first arrived with this bunch about a month and a half ago.
About a month and a half ago, I wasn't sure what my role would be. But I'm realizing more and more that it's a sacrifice role. You know, I've been most of my teams I've been on, I've been the shooter or the scorer, and we got three of those. Start off all-stars at that pace, and then you got Brook Lopez as the fourth one. So, you know, for me, I got to make sure I'm running to the corners, setting screens, taking cuts, defending the best guy every night, whatever the case may be, that I'm the sacrifice guy. So, and to win a championship, that's you need one of those. And, you know, that's my role and to set the tone for everybody.
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting. You look at the stat lines the last two games, very much embodying what you're talking about. You hit 6 3-pointers, 20 points two games ago. You only took 3 shots last game. How are you determining when to pick your spots and when to go?
Sometimes, like, the ball was hit other people's hands. You know, I was in the right spots. It's just the ball was in a different spot. The energy was in a different, you know, Greg Crowder had 3 threes. Beauchamp had 2 or 3 threes as well. You know, sometimes it happens. Like I said, we got a bunch of all-stars on our team. And so some nights I might have 10 threes. Some nights I might have 2 threes. So just depends, and you know, stick with it. At the end of the day, as long as we get the win, that's all that matters.
I've covered some baseball through the years, and it sort of seems like a little bit of a similar mindset to what a relief pitcher might have. You go when your name's called, and you got to be ready to go. But is that hard for someone in your position to not necessarily every night be getting that same level of reps as you do from one night to the next?
Definitely, it's tough. You know, sometimes I wonder like if I'm in the right spots, am I doing the right things? But I watched the film. I was in the right spots. I was doing the right things. I just didn't get the shots. So. Like at the end of the day, we won, and that's what's the most important. I can't get frustrated at that. That's more of a selfish mindset. So just, you know, reading into it and getting rebounds or making the right pass, whatever the case may be, that might win us the game.
I know one of the biggest areas of growth that you came here wanting to work on was your defense, and you'd be leaned on to do a little bit more than maybe you have in the past. What has that process been like? How do you feel regarding your defense now in this group? And then maybe you could even answer as a collective how this group is coming together.
We are trying to get better at defense. We're trying to figure out, I think Coach at first wanted Brooke to be up more and disrupting the ball, but I think our vets came in and realized that we need him in the paint, and then the guards just have to work a little harder. And you saw that happen last game where he had 8 blocks. The guard might have scored a little bit more, but you know, other guys weren't involved. So when Brook Lopez is up, then that makes the defense have to rotate a lot more. We got to do more scrambling. But when he's back, we're more solid and it's more one-on-one and on the pick and roll. And so sometimes the guy might score 30, but we're winning, and you know, other guys are not getting as much involved. So
Individually, are you doing anything different defensively than what you've maybe done in previous years?
Yeah, getting to the ball more and more pressure, not being afraid of getting crossed up or scored on. That's going to happen as great players. And just, you know, keeping the mindset of, you know, not making it hard, easy for them. You know, a lot of it's hard to stop a guy from getting 20 who averages 30, or, you know what I mean? But what you can do is make it hard, make him earn that hole, make him earn that 20. That way in the fourth quarter, he's not as going as – or it's not as easy, or he's tired more. You never know.
All right, man. Appreciate you taking the time. Good luck, and welcome to the Bucks.
Thank you.
All right, that's Malik Beasley. We're going to step aside. We'll be back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on salads.
9 to 13 ounce Taylor Farms chopped salads, just $2.89. For 14 ounce Dole coleslaw, just $1.09.
I can remember hot prices on salads.
Chopped salads, $2.89. Coleslaw, $1.09.
Enjoy healthy eating on ready to eat salads and save big time money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Getting set for tip time in Brooklyn for the Bucks and the Nets. And with some thoughts on tonight's matchup, here is head coach Adrian Griffin.
I think it really just comes down to just making the best decision. And, teams playing him the same way at times when he's on the floor with Giannis and Chris, and they're very high in the pick and rolls and blitzing. So you could argue that they've been just as aggressive or more aggressive with Giannis on the floor. And he just has to continue to make the best read out there, and he's doing that. He's getting his teammates involved. He's figuring a way to how to get himself going as well. And I thought he played a really solid game in our last outing.
With Chris, you guys played Chris 16, 17 minutes for three games, and then last game closes the game or jumps up to 21 minutes. Is this going to be like another stage where, you know, it's three games at 17 and then three games at 21 and he passes it?
I'm not sure. I think he's going to continue to get evaluated, you know, game by game. And I think he's responding beautifully. And, you know, as a coach, I wish I could have him for 40 minutes out there because he just – he's like the glue that kind of keeps us together, and just another terrific player out there on the floor. But again, you know, like I said, all along, we're being patient, and but I do think that, you know, every game he's looking better and better, and hopefully his minutes continue to increase.
Coach, you made the choice last game to back on the drop a little bit more. Having reviewed the film, what did you like about what you got out of that, and what would you like to see more of?
Well, I think sometimes as coaches, you don't want to reinvent the wheel either. Brooke is a tremendous rim protector, and I think just putting the players in the best situation, best position to succeed, not just individually, but as a team. And I think he showed it last game that how important he is to our defense. And we're, you know, still getting to know each other. But I think, you know, as a coach, there's some non-negotiables in those. But there's also some that you need to be flexible. And I think this is one of the instances for me. Just listening, you know, to the players, listening, you know, it doesn't have to be my idea, it just have to be the best idea for their team. And but you know, I do foresee, just because the players are so great in this league, that we need it all. You know, we need our bigs and drop, we need our bigs up, we need to be great in switching, you need to be fluent across the board, because the teams are so great in this team, and I think we have the ability to do that.
What have you seen from Ben Simmons this year? Is he sort of getting back into playing more?
Well, you're dealing with guys with a lot of size and speed and transition, smart, high IQ. You know, I remember being in the Philly series with Toronto the year the Raptors had to go through Philly in the second round. And it was very, very tough. And a big part of that reason was Ben Simmons with his size. He just poses different challenges for players, because, you know, smaller defenders, he can, you know, overpower them, and the bigger defenders on him, he has the speed and the quickness all around him. So he's definitely a threat out there, and never underestimate anybody in this league. He's one of the best players out there. When he's right, he's definitely lethal out there. So we got to do a good job in transition, getting back and building walls and making them see bodies.
That is Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as his team gets set to take on the Brooklyn Nets. When we come back, we will get you caught up on the injury report on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit frater.com/cancer.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Stack up on pet supplies from Menards and save 11% on everything. Come check our great selection of pet food and wildlife supplies. Chicken Soup for the Soul is a dog food made with real beef and quality ingredients. It provides well-balanced nutrition for supporting happy, healthy pets. Right now, get a 13-ounce can for just $2.49 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to get you up to speed on the injury report. Another game with good news for the Bucks, as the only three names listed are Marquise Bolden, Ty Washington, and Lindell Wigginton. They're three two-way players, all assigned to the G League. As for tonight's opponent, the Brooklyn Nets, a couple of names that are out. Nick Claxton, their big man, dealing with a left ankle sprain. He hasn't played since the season opener. He will not play. Cam Johnson also has not played since the season opener. He's dealing with a left calf strain. He is out as well. And Lonnie Walker IV, a game-time decision dealing with some left knee soreness. Injury report brought to you by Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their primary care providers are available in more than 25 locations near your home or work, doing everything humanly possible to be here for you. Counting it down to tip-off, when we come back, Dave Kane will rejoin us from Brooklyn to get some final thoughts heading into the game on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Jay.
Almost tip time in Brooklyn for the Bucks and the Nets, and we're rejoined now by Dave Kane, who will call the action. Dave, we heard some of the questions to Griff just moments ago about the defensive changes we saw Friday night. We talked about it a little bit at the top as well, but that really is going to be one of the big keys for this team, not just the drop defense in Brook Lopez, but how they can figure out to weave some of those new techniques in while still leaning on some of those old.
Yeah, I think it's really fascinating. This is, to me, one of the most fascinating components to basketball in general. When you have a mismatch in terms of size and personnel, which team is going to be able to capitalize? Will it be the Nets with their quicker, more, you know, speedy, smaller players, or will it be the Bucks if they can get into the half court and really weaponize Brook Lopez and Giannis there, the two big guys, and even Bobby Portis, and really assert themselves that way? But that's going to be really worth watching. The Bucks are going to be tasked with slowing down the number 3 scoring team this season on the fast break with the Nets, who are putting up almost 21 points a game in that regard. And then you consider the fact that nobody's given up more points in the fast break this year than the Bucks are at over 20 fast break points a game. So that's going to be a really interesting area to watch tonight. That'll come into play as we talk about Brook Lopez and how he fits in this. But also, I think the other thing you have to look at with Brooklyn is that three-point shot. If the Bucks can defend that three-point line tonight, they're going to take one of the primary scoring mechanisms away from this Nets team, getting about 40% of their points from beyond the arc. That's the second highest percentage of any team in the league. So, you know, especially those corner threes. Can the Bucks limit the three-point looks without surrendering easy buckets at the rim? I mean, these are all the things you got to watch for tonight. But it is going to be fascinating to see, because, to your point, this is a very different-looking group than the one, even though they play in the same general city, although the Brooklyn folks will tell you otherwise.
Yeah, be careful.
That is two very different teams. Right, I know. Those are fighting words around here.
Well, and the other thing, and look, this may ultimately decide who's victorious tonight, is you talked about three-point shooting, and we heard Jacque Vaughn talk about some of this as well. They're going to push the Bucks, that the Nets are going to want to get in transition. They're one of your 5-out teams that, without Nick Claxton, you figure they're going to play a lot smaller. They've been very good in transition so far this season, offensively and defensively. And for the Bucks, as we've touched on already, that's been one of the biggest things to clean up.
I have to confess, Justin, you cut out, so I didn't hear entirely what you said. But
transition.
I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Transition.
Transition, yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. And again, so the other part of this is the matchups will be fascinating, too, when you look at these matchups. Again, the big and small, but Ben Simmons becomes all of a sudden an interesting guy. Can he slow down Giannis? You know, he's got his second highest scoring average in his career against this Nets franchise through the years. But, yeah, transition defense will be fascinating to watch. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. But Cam Thomas, we'll talk more about him, too. How do the Bucks manage to slow this guy down? He has been on some kind of tear.
Three straight 30-point games to start the season, 27 against the Celtics. He has been red hot offensively. Dave will have the call after this. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at Frederick.com/second opinion.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents. 11/30/2023.
Well, good evening and welcome to Brooklyn, New York, where tonight the Milwaukee Bucks are getting set to play just their second road game of this young season on the heels of a nice bounce-back win against the Big Apple's other team on Friday night. This evening, Milwaukee will try to take another bite out of the Apple, as they say, as they collide with the Nets in the first of three meetings between these teams this regular season. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane welcoming you once again into our play-by-play coverage of the Bucks, and the gradual evolution of this new-look version of Milwaukee basketball continues tonight here at Barclays Center as the Bucks take aim at what would be a 12th win in the last 14 meetings in this building against what will be a somewhat short-handed Nets team. We'll have more on that shortly, but first a few words from our partners. Bucks Basketball is presented by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. By Go Right Way. Make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, again, you heard those injury reports from Justin Garcia just a couple moments ago, and most notably for the Nets, Nick Claxton, Cameron Johnson out for tonight's contest. We do expect to see Lonnie Walker playing, but for the Bucks, it is a clean bill of health, and so far, so good in this early part of this 2023-2024 campaign. Tonight, just the second road game of the season for the Bucks, as they'll try to better what they were able to do in Toronto last week. The bar was low that night. We'll see if the Bucks can keep things rolling here tonight, again in Brooklyn on the heels of what was a 110-105 win against the Knicks on Friday night back at Fiserv Forum. All right, we'll come back when we do. We'll set the table for this one, get you closer and closer to tip-off, and tell you about your BMO starting lineups. That's all straight ahead. You're locked in to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Right to your inbox.
Well, 187 times these two teams have duked it out tonight. 188 as these two teams get set to play for the first of three meetings this season. Bucks have won 8 of the last 10 in the regular season. 10 of the last 12 overall, including the playoffs. We'll see if they can keep it rolling tonight against a Brooklyn team that comes in 3 wins and 3 losses. Milwaukee, 3 wins, 2 losses coming into this one tonight. The Nets had yesterday off, but boy, have they played a lot of games. They've been on the road a bunch. This is only their second home game as they come off of a 123-1, actually their third home game, 123-114 home loss to the Celtics on Saturday on the second of a back-to-back. Let's tell you about the starting lineups now. They are brought to you, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And for the Nets, the head coach, Jacques Vaughn. He is now in his third season at the helm for Brooklyn as he took over midseason, got that multi-year contract extension on February 21st, replacing Steve Nash, and has done a nice job with this group since that time. His starting five will start with a, you don't often say a 6'11" point guard, but that is the case in this instance, as Ben Simmons will be making his sixth start in as many games. Sat last game on the second of that back-to-back for what they were calling maintenance injury prevention type stuff. So he'll be making the start here tonight. He's averaging 7.4 points a game, but a team best 10 rebounds and 7.2 assists as he makes his return to playing the game again. Played just 42 games in the prior two seasons. He'll line up next to Spencer Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie in his second stint with the Nets after spending 4.5 years here previously. He's in his second season, his first full season since that trade from the Mavericks last February. He comes in averaging 12.5 points to go with 5.8 assists per game. That's second on the team only to Ben Simmons. Cam Thomas will also be in that backcourt, 6'4", 210 pounds for the 30-year man out of LSU. He has been on an absolute scorching stretch of basketball here. Second youngest player to score 30-plus in the team's first three games behind Shaquille O'Neal. He's averaging 26 points a contest in this young season, making his sixth start in 7 games played for the 22-year-old. He'll be next to Mikal Bridges. Bridges was a sensation when he joined this team a season ago after the trade from Phoenix, when he came in a season ago averaging 26 points a game in his 27 games with the Nets last season. This season he's at 20.3 points a game and 5.3 rebounds, 3.8 assists per game. Struggled with his shot a bit last time out, 7 for 20, just 4 of 11 from 3. Rounding out the starting five, Dorian Finney-Smith will be tasked with the rather large figuratively and literally assignment of trying to go against Brook Lopez and Giannis at just 6'7", 220, 8th-year man out of Florida. Also in his first full season with the Nets after spending half the season a year ago with Brooklyn, and it was 6.5 years with the Mavericks before that, but he's averaging 15.2 points a game, and he has been shooting in exceptionally well at 49% from three-point range, which will also test Brook Lopez in that capacity or whoever it is that they match up on Finney Smith on the defensive side of things. Now with your Bucks starting lineups. Here they are
as Dame Lillard tries to keep Oakland, going. California, aka Brookfield, California, the Weber State University.
Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia, the Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Giannis Antetokounmpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
That has been the starting lineup for all but one game this season for the Bucks. As Middleton back in the starting five, he was the one guy that missed a game. It was the first of a back-to-back. They wanted to be safe with Chris, but he does start here tonight, and he played a season-high 20 minutes last time out in the win against the Knicks just a couple nights ago. Meanwhile, on the other side of the ledger, the Brooklyn Nets have used four different starting lineups in six games this season. That is the third most of any team in the NBA, so a picture of contrast in that regard. But the Bucks tonight will be wearing their Association Edition white uniforms. It's Bucks spelled out in green across the front with green numbers and green lettering. The green stripes up and down the side, so the Bucks logo and the decal on the thighs of the shorts. For the Nets tonight, they've got their Icon Edition black uniforms with white numbers and lettering. Brooklyn spelled out across the front. White stripes up and down the sides of the uniforms. Courtney Kirkland is our crew chief tonight in his 24th season in the NBA. He has worked four NBA Finals games. He'll be working with Michael Smith and Sheree Mitchell tonight as Brooke Lopez is at center court. He will be going opposite the point guard. As I mentioned, you don't see it very often. The point guard jumping the opening tip, but that's the case with Ben Simmons, 6'11", 240 pounds. One of their bigger players right now, particularly with the absence of Nick Claxton. Ball is up, and we are underway. It's going to be batted at a couple times, and the Bucks will win it. With that win tonight, you can score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Bucks. Here's a lob pass down low as was Middleton getting it to Giannis, who rips down the rim on his first points of the night. A little furious action to start things off for the Greek Freak, who rocks the rim into oohs and ahs. He goes the other way in defense. So Middleton was lobbing up for Giannis, who had to come down with that ball, but he went back up, and he didn't hesitate. The Bucks with the early 2-0 lead. Here is Brooklyn on the ensuing possession. It's Bridges working on Giannis. Giannis pries the ball away, but he gets it back somehow on that right side of the lane and fades and fires. He hits it. Boy, that was a fortuitous bounce of the ball, although it was Bridges arguing he got fouled. Middleton the other way, knifed his way into traffic before he kicked it out. Giannis on the right wing, they're daring him to shoot the three. He does not. Lillard will. He misses short for a long three from the left wing. He was about six steps behind the arc. Moving quickly in transition. It's a transition three for Spencer Dinwiddie, who drills it from the right wing. 14th three-pointer already this season for Dinwiddie in six games played. And it is going to be the Bucks the other direction. Left to right into the front court. Pass to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Malik Beasley misses. Too short. So the Bucks missed their first 2 3-pointers of the night. And now Brooklyn will try to add another to their tally. Dinwiddie's three goes off the top of the backboard, but right back to him. Man, they've had a couple bounces that have been, shall we say, unusual to begin this game. Cam Thomas backs out to the right wing as he retreats. Now he attacks again on Giannis. Feeds to the near wing left. Three-pointer on the way. That misses short. Finney Smith couldn't cash in, and Milwaukee goes the other direction on the first miss of the night for the Nets. Giannis on the other end of things. The dribble handoff to Middleton. Middleton squeezes off a three. He misses strong. So the Bucks have started slowly, typically, particularly from long range. Exact opposite for Brooklyn. Here's a three-point shot in the corner. Boy, they work quickly. Shot missed on a pull-up jumper from Finney Smith, who's missed back-to-back threes, and quickly the other direction goes Milwaukee. We're sitting in a 5-2 game early on. Giannis a head fake, drives it. Simmons goes right by him and lays it in with a left hand. He's got all four of the Bucks points. We've played 2.5 minutes tonight from Barclays Center. Brooklyn the other direction with it. The Nets going to put up another three, and Cam Thomas from the top of the arc rains down a beauty. They've already taken 5 3-point attempts tonight at the Nets, and they have taken the 8-4 lead now. Here's Middleton the other way. Pulls up left of the lane, knocks down the 10-foot mid-range jumper, putting the Bucks back to within two. Up and down the court we go. Expect a lot of this. A Brooklyn team that wants to run. Here's Bridges driving. He draws the foul and hits the shot anyway. Well, Lopez was trying to close him out. I don't think he was the guilty party on the call, but Mikal Bridges is one of these guys that can ratchet it up, and all of a sudden, you look over, he's got a 20-point half. So the foul is on Chris Middleton, and Bridges, a 91% free throw shooter this season at 21 of 23, will step to the line for one, try to cap off another three-point play, this time via the old-fashioned way at the stripe. His free throw is good. And it's an 11-6 lead early on in this one tonight for the Nets as the Bucks go left to right the other direction. Lillard's in the front court, lobs inside to Giannis. He couldn't corral it. It's being tipped around. He gets it back somehow in a crowd. He loses it. Going to be saved, but out of bounds on the end line was Ben Simmons. And it's going to be Milwaukee basketball. They'll have 12 to shoot with 8:54 to play now in this opening quarter. As the basketball belongs to Milwaukee in the hands of Damian Lillard, who will trigger it in with Middleton, Lopez, Giannis, and Beasley, the potential recipients. Holds it over his head, gets it to Giannis on the left side, right back to Lillard. Lillard knifes his way in the lane, has his shot blocked, and gets pinned against the rim, but right back to Giannis with five to shoot. He hoists up a three, misses it, but it's batted back out by Lopez. Another three from Giannis, and another shot that misses short. Well, here comes Brooklyn the other way. Giannis did go three for three the other night from beyond the arc, but tonight he was feeling himself there. Couldn't hit either of them. Here's a fading jump shot that goes three quarters of the way in before it squirts out for Cam Thomas as Milwaukee has it going the other way. Lillard's into the front court around the screen from Giannis. Flicks the pass to the near wing. That's Beasley now funneling into the corner. Lopez couldn't hit the three. Rebound batted around and ultimately secured by Simmons. Simmons moves it the other direction up to Bridges. Bridges around the hard Simmons screen, pulls up and hits from 17. Left free throw line extended jumper goes from Mikal Bridges, who was off to a nice start to this one with 7 points already. He is yet to miss three for three from the floor. Lillard bounce pass to Giannis. Giannis lowers his head. He drives, has the ball knocked away, and then he gets collapsed upon as he stumbles down and loses the ball out of bounds. But let's see whether this is going to be a shooting foul or if it was on the floor. Finney Smith is going to be called for the foul, and it's going to be on the floor. Bucks basketball on the far sideline. Well, this Brooklyn team has been really good in the first quarter. Second leading scoring team in the first quarter through their six games this year. Here's a pull-up jumper that misses from Middleton. Free throw line jumper, and it's going to be rebounded by Brooklyn going the other direction with it. Into the front court, pull-up jumper, Bridges. Misses short on the three from the top of the arc, and the rebound is snatched in by Giannis. He'll feed it ahead to Middleton. Middleton taps the brakes on the right wing. Rifles the pass opposite wing left now. It's Lillard taking it in. Scoops to the hoop, and he gets his first points to go. Looked like he was looking to pass there, but there was nobody in front of him, so he takes advantage and says, I don't mind if I do. On the other end, Finney Smith is picked up by Giannis, trying to work around a screen from Simmons. Simmons sets good screens. Here's a pass back out right side. Now to the top of the arc is Dinwiddie. He kicks it back out. Right wing three. Finney Smith couldn't hit it. Planks off the front iron. Rebounded by Beasley. He had a clean look at it. And again, Finney Smith has been shooting it well, but not so far tonight. Middleton has a three-pointer. Range off the back iron. And Milwaukee continuing to struggle from distance. 0 of 7 from three-point range to start this game. Never promising for a team that won exclusively almost on three-point shooting last time out. Here's Simmons missing. He was challenged by Lopez from about 8 feet. Giannis with a head full of steam goes right past Simmons and takes it all the way to the cup and lays it off the window and good. Well, Milwaukee is trying to play their way back into this thing. Fell behind by as many as 7 points, but they have crept back in. They are back to within 3 points with 6.5 minutes to go in the first. We'll step aside. Bucks will go to work on defense, trying to slow down a red-hot offensive team for this Brooklyn Nets squad. We're back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Service and savings.
Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8 ounce Wayawiga shreds, $1.79 or three for $5. Or Wayawiga cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds three for five or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Hey, Bucks fans. Broadcast tonight, as always, presented in part by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. And with a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, the Bucks back to within 3 points, despite the fact that they have missed all seven of their three-point attempts and have shot only 36% to begin this game. As it's going to be Brooklyn basketball after that last stoppage. At the top of the circle, it is Mikal Bridges pulling up on the left side of the lane, and he hits from 8 feet. He is such a silky smooth mid-range shooter, as he has shown evidence of already on four different occasions tonight. He's 4 of 5 from the field with 9 points to lead all scorers, and it's back to a 5-point lead for the Nets. Bobby Portis new into the game. He takes the feed, moving laterally into the paint. Floats the shot off the side iron. No good, but Lopez there for the offensive rebound and the stick back. That's the area we talked about. The Bucks could have a sizable advantage, no pun intended. Here comes Brooklyn the other direction. Bridges is going to pull up another mid-range jumper. This time he missed it. Rebounded by Portis. He feeds it ahead. Jay Crowder's out there. Now Crowder was passing to Lopez, who wasn't quite ready for it, and an unforced turnover gives it back over to Brooklyn. So we get our first look also tonight at the birthday boy, Dayron Sharpe, who turns 22 years old today. He just checked in to this contest for the Nets. So let's set the lineups. Connaughton's new in for Milwaukee, along with Crowder, Portis, who are all three off the bench, joining Lopez and Lillard on the floor in a 15-12 game. Bucks down by three, and pass will go up the court now to Bridges. Bridges, little hesitation, then pulls up and hits the eight-footer. He looks at the Bucks bench and did a little gesturing as he was backpedaling the other direction. Bridges has 11 points already. Now Lillard slings the pass to the far side, and the first three ball of the night goes through from, you guessed it, Jay Crowder, who has had the hot hand to the tune of 56% from long range this season. He was 4 of 6 the other night, and he hits the Bucks' first long one of the night here tonight. Here's Cam Thomas. He says, yeah, I know something about that. He hits a three on the other and returns the favor and puts the lead back again to 5 for Brooklyn. Lillard the other direction for the Bucks, steps in, now passes out top. Lopez wants in on the fun. He can't hit the three, misses strong, and goes bounding out to the near sideline. So Milwaukee gets that three-pointer from Crowder, but they are still just a collective 1 for 9 from three-point range. And you look back at the last game with the Knicks, three-point shooting was really what saved the day for the Bucks, who were 20 of 39 from long range in that game, to just 10 of 39 for the Knicks, who were still right there in the end. But so far, in spite of themselves, the Bucks at 1 of 9 are still right there with Brooklyn. Here's Cam Thomas. He's going to unleash a three again. Missed it. Lopez gets the rebound underneath. He'll pass it ahead to Lillard. Thomas is not gun shy. That is one thing about that third-year pro. Here's a screen set for Lillard. Neither is Lillard, but he misses the three. Rebound goes out of bounds. Who'd it touch last as Connaughton was battling for it with Royce O'Neal? It's going to stay with the Bucks. So Milwaukee will have it on the far side. Lillard tonight, 0 of 2 from 3, 1 of 4 from the floor, and he continues to struggle to really get his shot regularly. Here comes Connaughton. Connaughton knifes his way into the lane, lays it off the front of the iron and good. Hung up there for a while, but it nestles through, and Connaughton off the bench has his first points of the night. It's 20-17. Sharp on the other end, sends out top. It's the Nets working it around, now taking it along the baseline. Sharp passes to the corner, and there's a three-pointer for Lonnie Walker, the fourth. Walker has had the hot hand, five straight double-figure scoring games, just under 15 points a game after he didn't play the first contest of the year. Here's Milwaukee the other way, trailing by six now. Crowder fires up another three, and he hits it from the right wing. Well, when all else fails from three, put it in Jay's hands right now. He's had the answer. Another Michelob Ultra three. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Bucks come out at a zone defense now. It's handled by Dinwiddie. Sends out top. He gives it to Sharp. We got a whistle and a traveling call going against Cam Thomas, who was trying to split a pair of defenders. Took an extra step in the process. Lillard going to check out of the game now for Milwaukee. Cam Payne comes in to replace him. Also checking out is Brook Lopez, as Giannis is back into the mix now for the Bucks as well. So trailing 23-20, the Bucks had a 2-0 lead, but have not led beyond that. Crowder will send it in for the Bucks. He's got it on the far side. Giannis awaits it. And now Sheree Mitchell hands the ball to him, so he will send it in to Giannis, going left to right into the front court. Underhand pass of the ball to Portis at the top of the arc. He gives to Payne in that same spot. Now Payne knifes his way inside, kicks it out to the left wing. Connaughton scissors his way into the lane. Hands to Giannis. He goes up, puts the shot high off the window and good. Floated that one way upstairs on the top of the backboard, and it just glided down for him. A little flip of the shot up. Brooklyn the other way with it. Thomas, top of the circle. He's picked up by Portis. Now slings it to the near corner. Spencer Dinwiddie there, defended by Giannis. Going to drive around Giannis. Crowder comes to pick him up, and then Giannis recovers, and he gets in the way of the shot. Down low from Sharp. Bucks come away with a loose ball. Great defensive set there on the help side from a couple guys. Connaughton, though, misses short on the three from the left wing, and Brooklyn holds on to their tenuous one-point lead. Going the other direction now. Racing inside. Lonnie Walker Jr. with very little in the way of resistance there as he manages to scissor his way to the cup for an easy bucket. Timeout used by the Bucks. 2:38 to play. We're in the first quarter. It is Brooklyn 25, Milwaukee 22 as we come to you from Barclays Center here in Brooklyn. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Long
as my heart beating in the- Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
25-22, Nets out in front of the Bucks. We welcome you back to Barclays Center here in this first quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our broadcast tonight brought to you, as always, by Michelob Ultra. It's only